Former Tampa Mayor Sandy Friedman is a strong Hillary Clinton supporter. She attributes the fact that so many superdelegates have chosen Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama to the power of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I'm not mystified by it. I think, first of all, it's pretty obvious to those of us who are watching closely that Nancy Pelosi is an Obama supporter and has not been for Senator Clinton. Even though she says she's uncommitted, I think that her statements have made it pretty clear that she would prefer not to have Senator Clinton as a nominee. So when you've got elected officials who really, House members I'm talking about, who are delegates, superdelegates, they're going to probably do what their boss tells them to do, or else they may be in the doghouse. I think that's true of some of them. I am convinced that some of the superdelegates who have gone over to Senator Obama probably have done it only because of Senator Pelosi quietly saying, you know, yeah, you need to move on and move over there. I don't think they'd be doing it otherwise. And they're people; these are people that I know, and some of whom I know personally, would be thrilled to have a woman as the first president, the first woman president of the United States, and have always supported Mrs. Clinton. So it can only be explained by the fact that their allegiance really is to Congresswoman Pelosi, and she's going to control their futures, and she's an Obama person.
Friedman is not happy with the decision to cut Florida's congressional delegation in half. And she's as unhappy as Clinton advisor Harold Ickes in terms of how the delegate breakdown came out in Michigan.
Senator Clinton may choose to go to the Credentials Committee, which is the ultimate decision maker for the casting of the ballots. And the Credentials Committee could decide to seat all of Florida's delegates. And I'm particularly unhappy with Michigan as well, because I don't think they did that very fairly at all. As Senator Obama chose not to be on the ballot, Senator Clinton won with 55%. The rest of the votes were uncommitted, and then he got a large number of delegates and four more than he really should have even. So I think it's possible that she may choose to go to the Credentials Committee. But even so, whether it goes on until it gets to the convention or it's over in the next week or two, I think Democrats are going to come together. I think it's going to be difficult, and I think people need to recognize that there's going to be some time that has to heal, but we've got until November, and people heal pretty quickly when they want to get rid of somebody as the opponent. And definitely, I don't know anybody in the Democratic Party who's happy with the thought of four more years of Bush policies, which John McCain would continue.